Let us pray. Holy Spirit, come upon us now in this hour and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. The 12 disciples huddle around Jesus. This was supposed to be a time of rest, a brief Sabbath from all of their preaching, a Sabbath among the bright stars in the desert scrub. But the crowds have caught up. And Jesus stands and looks out over the gathering people. And the disciples can almost see his heart swelling in his chest with love. The people mill before him like a shifting landscape, a spring field eager for planting. And Jesus loves each patch of that human earth before him. And so his voice calls out. Words drop from his lips like kernels. And not surprisingly, he tells a tale of a farmer. A farmer planting seed. His voice rolls down the hill. A sower went out to sow. And the crowds can see the parable in their mind's eye. The tight-wrapped turban swathing a tan brow. Rope sandals tread the packed path that meanders through the midst of the field, and the weathered fingers scoop handfuls of wheat kernels from the sling tied off at the shoulder. And the farmer's arm swings outward like some great bird's wing rotating through its cycle, and the seeds jump from his hand and arc out over the field. They rain down like oblong, puckered lips, golden kisses bouncing across the soil with love. But of course, different reactions await the farmer's loving toil. Good soil receives the seed and sprouts, brings forth a harvest. But elsewhere, things are a little different, and the people can imagine it. On the packed path, birds swooping, hopping, and gobbling up the golden kernels. The bedrock and weedy areas likewise welcome the seed. Little shoots appear within a week, but then a hot day. The sprouts sown on the bedrock see their green blades curl and die. And the sprouts in the weedy areas, they last a few weeks longer. But the creeping thorns and the waving mustard plants sap the soil. And soon the stalks of wheat choke, wither. And Jesus looks out over this shifting human field. Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. And the disciples pull Jesus aside. Rabbi, what does this story mean? And Jesus explains, people are like different kinds of dirt, and I am like a farmer. Every time I teach about myself and God's word, God's kingdom, I sow the word of God into these people's lives. I call them to trust me with all of who they are, to give up control. And some have ears to hear, you could say. They receive my word and they grow into a great harvest. Their lives are fruitful, filled with Holy Spirit work, things like love and self-control, kindness and patience and peace, joy. And Jesus frowns, but others don't have ears to hear. And these kinds of people believe that things are never perfect enough to trust me. The birds swoop in, the weeds spring up, and the rock is right below the surface. Life is either too busy, too hard, too much fun, or too concentrated on money to trust me with their whole life. They will only trust me if everything is just perfect. But of course, life is never perfect. And so they end up falling back on themselves, their own power. They have to be in control. They have to protect who they are. And their lives never produce healthy stalks of grain. They end up either barren patches of earth or filled with thorns and weeds. Sisters and brothers, what is it in your life that keeps you from trusting Jesus? From throwing all of who you are onto Him? What are the rocks, thorns, and weeds in your life? Is life too busy? Too hard? Too much fun? Does the devil swoop in? Sometimes we imagine this parable as a kind of once-for-all event. I decided to follow Jesus, and so now I'm one of the good soils, and it's all good. But the truth is that every day Jesus sows His seed into our lives. By His Spirit, He works among us. It's the holy farmer. His arm swings outward like some great bird's wing rotating through its cycle. In Scripture, in sermons, in sacraments, in friends, in prayers, in family. Every day, Jesus invites us to trust Him with all of who we are. Every day, Jesus calls us to rest in Him and His kingdom. And so often, we will only trust Him, only prioritize Him if everything is just perfect. But of course, life is never perfect enough to trust Jesus. Sometimes life seems too busy to trust. Work is crazy. I need to make a little more money because the bills do not pay themselves. I have 3 meetings this afternoon, and then Mikey has a soccer game, and Jesus and faith and all that, that's great. That's great and all, but I don't have time to think about it right now. And sometimes life seems too hard to rest. I'm going through a rough patch. The sun is blazing hot right now. I'll deal with Jesus and I'll trust Him later when things get a little bit better and I don't have to keep all of this together myself. And sometimes life seems like too much fun to trust. I'm having a good time. I don't need to worry about Jesus right now. I'll trust Him when things get bad. Things are never perfect enough to listen to Jesus' words. And the soils of our lives begin to show it. Barren or overgrown with thorns and mustard plants. And we can't figure out why our lives look like they do. Why we have no rest, no peace, no hope. Why we are so bitter and self-absorbed. And yet, whether things are perfect or not, Jesus never gives up on us. He keeps sowing the seed in our lives, inviting us to trust Him again and again. In St. Luke's gospel, the crowds in front of Jesus that have rocky soil and weedy soil and all the rest, they keep showing up for bread and for healing and all sorts of things. And Jesus just keeps telling them His stories. He keeps sowing His seed in weedy places, in rocky places, inviting the people to trust. Jesus doesn't give up. In fact, some would say He's wasting His seed on them. But He doesn't care. He keeps sowing the seed. In fact, in the book of Acts, St. Luke's second volume of his story of the life of Jesus, St. Luke tells us that even after his ascension, Jesus keeps sowing his word through his disciples. Jesus keeps throwing that golden grain across our lives. After all, Jesus is the holy farmer who loves his field. This great field of his that stretches to the ends of the earth. It's his right, it's his inheritance, his little Eden that he cultivates and keeps. He knows every inch, and he loves every inch. Every life, even the lives that have their excuses at times, he still loves. And Jesus keeps throwing out seed anyway. In every place, in every bit that has bedrock, in every bit with weeds, he will give each angle of dirt its due. Seed for all of us at all times. And again, he invites our trust. My trust. Your trust. Because he would have us bear fruit. To have whole lives. Lives filled with growing swaths of wheat. Contented lives. Lives filled with trust. Even now, the seeds jump from his hand and arc out over us. They rain down like oblong puckered lips, golden kisses bouncing across the soil of who we are. Love. The holy farmer loves his field. He loves us. And so this morning, the Spirit moves us again to trust Jesus. To trust the sower who refuses to give up on us. To trust the sower who loves us. So what kind of soil will you be this morning? What kind of soil will I be this morning? Will we trust our own desires and devices? Or will we throw our whole lives on Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Amen.